Welcome to Drinks and Disney Podcast, where I, Stina, sit down with a friend and have an in-depth discussion about a specific Disney movie while we enjoy 2, 3, 4, 5 themed drinks. Part of the fun is the Instagram, at Drinks and Disney, so be sure to follow us there. Also, please rate us on iTunes and leave a fun review if you can.
Welcome to Enjoy. Drinks and Disney with Stina. This is my first episode recorded after quarantine started. So I took my time, is essentially what I'm saying. But welcome back, everyone. Christmas! Yay! This is the Christmas episode. I have two very special guests, one you know and one you don't.
Hi. I've been staying quiet for so long.
Like bursting to speak.
I'm just ready to go.
You all know Jared from Princess and the Frog and Lilo and Stitch fame.
Yes, ma'am.
And Hocus Pocus.
That's right.
This is your second holiday episode.
Oh my gosh, I'm just checking them off.
You are.
Easter, Thanksgiving.
Easter.
Is there no Disney Easter?
I mean, I could do a Drinks and Not Disney with that Hops movie, whatever.
Oh, yes.
About the dumbass bunnies.
Yeah,
that
maybe.
Hop.
Okay, maybe I don't need to check off everyone.
Well, we'll see. And then I have another amazing new guest. This is our dear friend, KB. Say hey.
Hello. I don't know why. You guys can't see it, but I just hand gestured real hard.
I appreciated it. Mm-hmm. You have an audience of 3 in here.
That's true. That's very true. It.
We also have Ricky, our new dog.
Hi, Ricky.
Hi, Ricky. So well spoken. This is very, very smart, very wise. Ricky just came to us last weekend, and he's a good boy. And so if you hear any, like, or barking, that's him. He doesn't really bark that much, but unless a squirrel comes by.
Oh my gosh.
Stop.
And at this hour.
At this hour. He couldn't handle it. Look at him.
He's so cute.
What a knockout.
Anyway, Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry
Happy
Christmas.
Holidays.
Merry
Happy
Christmas.
Holidays.
So today, this is also a first. So many firsts. This is like so
Yay!
Exciting. This is also a first new segment I'm doing for episodes. I'm doing shorts and shots.
Holla.
And shorts and shots are Disney shorts where we drink shots. And
yes,
everyone
ma'am.
Brings a shot and we share the shot and we're going to talk about how to make the shots so you can make them at home while enjoying your own Disney short. Today, our Disney short, I'll just say this before we get into the business.
Because I don't know.
Yeah, me neither. I don't.
We all know because we pick our movies.
Exactly.
But we're in the dark.
No, this one you're in the dark. And I mean, maybe I'll take a little more, bit more control over the shorts situation.
Okay.
Today we're doing a short from the feature film, which is the compilation of shorts, from Mickey's Once Upon a Christmas.
Oh!
Do you guys remember that at all?
Yeah,
no.
I haven't watched. No, it's when they were like sort of in like a movie theater type of setting, I'm pretty sure. Or like, and they would watch. No, maybe I'm thinking of something else.
I think you're thinking of Lion King 1.5, maybe?
No.
Or they might do that in this. I haven't seen the entirety of this in like a long, long time. So you might be right.
Maybe. I haven't seen it in probably at least 10 years.
Today, we're going to watch The Gift of the Magi.
Oh.
Which is a Mickey and Minnie short.
Oh.
Which is super cute. Do you remember this one?
Is that the one with the watch?
Yes.
Oh, yes!
I love the story of the Gift of the Magi, so we'll discuss that. We'll discuss all of that later on. We're going to have you guys kind of, like, talk about yourselves for a second, and then we're gonna go make shots.
Yo!
Shots.
And then we're gonna come back, try the shots, each review each other's shots. And then, while we're all...
Oh, I get to judge.
Yeah, you're a judge queen. And then while we're, you know, like, hyped up on shots, we're gonna watch the short.
Mm-hmm.
And then come back, Probably after taking more shots. And then discuss the short film.
Yay!
And it'll be so fun. So first, let's talk about KB, since you're the new kid.
New kid on the block? Mm. Hello, my name's KB. I am a...
Is it?
Well, okay, for those of you who don't know me, my first name is Kieran, and that's with a K in KB. But, however, I am a designer and animator. I am sort of new to the LA scene. Been here about a year and then some. Originally from the East Coast, but I have converted to West is the best.
Yes.
And I'm just trying to stay sane during all this COVID nonsense. But
for
hopefully,
sure.
With a change of power hopefully coming soon, we'll have some resolution or something.
Well, here's a little trigger for everyone, is that this is the Christmas episode, but we're recording it the weekend of the election. So,
yes.
You know, everyone think back on how fun that was.
Yeah, time capsule.
Because that's what
these
we're living through.
Right.
Therefore saying these shots are very much needed.
Oh, yeah, we were like, all week, we were like, cannot wait. We need this. Yeah. So that's just where we're at right now, if everyone senses a little bit of anxiety.
That's where it's coming from.
Cool. Did you say your Instagram?
My Instagram handle is kbarber.psd.
Ooh.
Check it out. It's mostly photography, but you might be surprised with some design.
It's gorgeous photography.
Thank you.
Yes. Jared, we all know and love you.
Yeah.
Fan fave.
Thank
but
you.
Please tell us.
Yeah,
where you're at.
We need an update. Everyone needs an update. So I don't even remember, when was the last time? So Hocus Pocus was a couple months ago.
It was a year ago, because it was last year.
Quarantine's almost been a year.
That's crazy.
It's over 6 months.
So, I know I talked about doing drag on here, but I finally got an Instagram together.
Yes, follow.
Finally.
Yes.
So follow her. It's the handle is it's A Mirage A Trois, my own YouTube channel.
Yes.
Just doing fun content about pop culture, fandom shit. Christina and I are trying to do a show there. Hopefully even maybe we can get this visually on there.
Totally.
Dreams.
In the plans.
Dreams.
In the plans.
Dreams. Captain Sassy Productions.
Yes.
Come hang out with us over there. It's just going to be like a kiki. I was going to say, also, I've joined you in the crew on Mira.
Yes.
That's been a big life
Royal
update.
Royal Detective.
Yeah, it's been a blessing to work on this great show. I get to wake up in Jalapur every morning.
Yay.
And solve cases with Mira, Miku, and Chiku. And who wouldn't love doing that every day?
And everyone should be watching Mira Royal Detective on Disney Channel. It's good, great fun. Drinks at Disney is not affiliated with Walt Disney Corporation. All right. Okay, so let's go make some shots.
Yeah.
Woo!
So, we went downstairs. We made our shots. We'll explain what each shot is first so you guys can make it at home. And then we'll just have a little review moment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Alrighty.
So, we'll start with KB's shot.
Hello, people. My shot, which I found on the lovely interwebs, is called a Christmas cookie shot. I modified it a little bit, though. Usually, this makes about 5 shots with this recipe, so it's 4 ounces of Bailey's, 2 ounces of a butterscotch schnapps, and then a half an ounce of Kahlua. But I just eyeballed it and added a little bit of cinnamon on top. That's how we do
That's how we do here. There's no measuring.
It's just a free pour
cup. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Okay, cool. Christmas cookie shot. Me and Jared are going to clink.
Clink.
Boop.
Enjoy.
And let's try this.
Oh! This is deadly. Wow, it's so good.
I want another one.
I know, me too. I'm a little sad.
Delicious.
Have one in front of
so
me.
So good.
We'll get more.
Oh, no. I know.
This is so good. Oh.
It really helps when you open your mouth all the way.
No comment.
I have to make a confession. I'm not a shot queen.
We know. I mean, they don't know.
They
but
don't
we
know.
Know.
But you guys know.
You're doing great tonight, though.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you.
I like, once you mentally prepare.
Please don't spit out these shots in my room or on my laptop or on my microphone.
Okay.
Please. Or on my dog. All right. Great job, KB.
Thank you. Lovely shot. Thank you.
We'll do Jared's shot.
Yay! My shot is a classic. It's you might have had this when you were a child. Peppermint hot chocolate, anyone? But now we're 21 up, so yes, it's a alcoholic hot chocolate peppermint shot. It is super easy to make. Two ingredients. You need some chocolate syrup. That is up to you where you want to go, organic or not. We are using Trader Joe's because Christina was kind enough to lend me some for this event. And then we added peppermint Smirnoff vodka. And here's where it gets tricky. So, like, as I was preparing these, I was like, do I put in the chocolate first? Do I put in the liquor? I don't know. So I did it both ways, and they turned out even worse. Like, there's no good way to make the shot. You're not making a mess. If you're not making a mess, you're not doing it right.
Also, it does look like poo in there.
I wasn't going to go there.
At first. You just got to stir it up. You just got to get past it.
Yeah, you have to stir it up. So I suggest not filling your shot glass up all the way until you've, like, destroyed some of the chocolate at the bottom. Mm-hmm. And then you can go back and fill it. And here we go.
Cheers.
What do we think?
No, I'm just...
No, it's good.
It definitely tastes like a candy cane, and then that low-key chocolate just slides.
Yeah, it's like a tiny, it's like the chocolate is like...
Do you think it's too much chocolate?
No,
I think it's the perfect amount.
Yeah.
Good.
Any more and it would be, like, killed.
Cool, good job!
Yay!
That was great. Yay! I loved it.
Okay, so my shot is called the Santa shot. It also has a minty situation going on, but, I mean, it's Christmas, so what are you expecting? So, mine is it's a layered shot. So, you gotta have a little skill to make it right. You're going to take grenadine on the bottom. So, you're just gonna fill it up a little bit. And then take a spoon, if you have a bar spoon, like fancy people do, like me. then take that and you're gonna slowly pour some green creme?
Mm-hmm.
Green creme de menthe is what it's called.
Yes, it is. I couldn't even pronounce it when we were at the store. Creme. I just shoved my phone.
Yeah, I was
the
like, poor woman's where face. Is this?
Yeah.
So it's a minty, it's like a winter mint liqueur.
Okay.
And so you're going to, and it's very green. So you're going to slowly pour that over the spoon so it like cascades onto the grenadine and like layers on top of it, and then you're going to take we used vodka, the peppermint vodka, Smirnoff, but the original recipe calls for peppermint schnapps. Peppermint schnapps might be better because it might be lighter.
Mm. It could be.
Yeah. But then you're going to layer that on top of the green, and you'll see that the dark green, it kind of mixes with the whiteness, so it looks like a lighter green on top. And it's like a red-green-white situation. And it's so cute.
I love it.
So, enjoy.
10 out of 10 for presentation.
Yes, thank you. Definitely. I'm going to give...
I know. I don't want to, like, drink it. It's so pretty.
I haven't layered a drink since my first episode.
Wow. Which is fun that you're doing it, that you did a layered shot for your first shot episode.
I did.
There
you go. So all right. Cool. Cheers. Okay.
Cheers.
Ooh.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I thought Jared's was minty.
You know,
and then I had Christina's.
Yeah.
No, this was like, I just had a peppermint. No, not a peppermint, but like...
Like those mints you get at a restaurant. Well, when you did go to restaurants.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Back before...
Well, I also feel like it gives off, like, the grenadine gives it a cranberry type of feel at the end.
Yeah. Yeah.
I tried to just use vodka to layer the top because I didn't want it to be too minty.
Mm-hmm.
But the vodka was too heavy.
It was kind of crazy.
Yeah. So
it just
whatever.
But I don't think it was like overpowering in any sense. I feel refreshed.
It's very, like, a shot, when my friend used to work in New York at a shots bar.
Shout out to Crystal. Love you, boo.
Yeah. And, I mean, Joyce. And, like...
That's what someone would say.
Uh-huh. I am on a roll.
Anyway, she was a bartender at a shots bar, and I went to go visit her one New Year's, and Jared was there.
I visited Crystal a couple
months later.
Yeah, a few months later after you. Because, I was going,
Yeah, and that is the type of shot I feel like I would get at that bar.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely.
Well, while we're on the topic of shots bars, I just always love telling a story about that when I went to an Amsterdam.
Yeah.
There, I don't know if I've ever told you, Kibi.
I don't know if you have.
I was on a bar crawl in Amsterdam, and I think I was in, like, the Red District, the Red Light District. I'm not sure. Doesn't matter. And there was a shots bar that had this giant wheel, and it was green and yellow, like, shapes or, like, such sections. And then you had a picture of the shot and then a number. And if it was a green, if you landed on green, you got that shot for free. And if you landed on the red, you had to buy those shots, like, no matter what. It was, like, a signed contract. Like,
I love
it. You spin it, you get it. So
I remember this. Yeah.
There was an ice cream place in San Francisco that was the same.
Ooh.
Really?
And they had, what's that terrible, like, Asian fruit?
Oh.
So gross.
I know what you're talking
about.
Yeah. It's like super healthy for you, but tastes like...
Yeah, and like, some people love it, but it's actually like, it smells really gross and it tastes really gross.
Does it smell like sweaty feet?
I don't say it's dragon fruit. No.
No, it's not.
But isn't it like something?
It's something...
Yeah, I can't think of... Anyway, they had a flavor of that on the wheel, and if you got it, you had to get it. Good shots, you guys.
Yeah, fantastic.
I loved it. So now that we're all like, shotted... Exactly. We're gonna watch the short.
Okay.
And we'll be back. Alrighty. We're back.
A couple more shots deep.
Yep.
Shot
we took
deep.
A few. We took one shot. We did the Christmas cookie one because it was our favorite.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Katie won. You won! You won Christmas!
Woo! What's my prize? No, I'm just kidding.
Your prize is Christmas.
Yay!
Yay! Okay, so we watched... the short. I'm just gonna read a few little facts about the short.
My favorite part.
1999. It was a direct-to-video Christmas anthology film. It has three different shorts. It's narrated by Kelsey Grammer. And just has, they have one. Oh, look, Mae Whitman, isn't it? Who knows who as who, but cute. So the first short is about Scrooge, I think. We like fast forwarded through.
Yeah, we did real quick.
Disney Plus. And then the second short is about Goofy and Max. And then the third short is The Gift of the Magi, which is about Mickey and Minnie. And it's based on the 1905 short story The Gift of the Magi by O. Henry. A lot of people have done their own versions of The Gift of the Magi. There's a lot of, like, TV episodes where it'll be, like, The Gift of the Magi episode.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
It's very tropey. I love that shit. I love tropey shit. So, for me, one of the things about The Gift of the Magi I always think of is this short, and there's a Shadaisy song from the 90s called The Gift of the Magi. And it's a Christmas song. And it's like about them singing about getting their husband stuff for Christmas or doing things for him for Christmas. But like, actually it might be a duet actually between somebody else. But it's like this couple and they're duetting about getting each other stuff for Christmas because they love each other so much, but the things they're doing and getting for them are very, like, negative and abusive.
Oh.
Because they actually hate each other.
Oh.
They're, like, over it. And it's a hilarious song. So, let's talk about this short.
Overall, loved it. Very cute. It was, you could tell the animators just had fun.
Yes. I was struck by how many... random citizens of whatever Disney anthropomorphic town Mickey lives in, we saw and heard from, mm-hmm. right? That had moments.
So many. Like the family buying the tree from AZP. Yes.
And then all the firefighters and the huge crowd.
Mm-hmm. The shop owner and the chief of the firehouse were, yeah, they're all, like, voiced by the same people, too. Like, two people voice, like, the men and the women. But, yeah, I was struck by that because I feel like those people are, in normal shorts, are usually just, like, incidentals in the background.
Yeah.
So it's kind of interesting that we got, like, moments with them. Jared, do you remember this short?
I do remember this.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't really, like, the watch, when I saw the watch and the harmonica, I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I remember this. Mm-hmm. I didn't remember a lot of the middle, but, like, the beginning and the end.
Totally. Yeah, the middle was definitely filler. They were like, what do we do?
Yeah.
Let's just say Mickey parkour.
Yeah,
all Mickey, over the that, all that over the
was,
city.
That was a hardcore parkour.
It was a hardcore parkour.
And also, I think the short taught us that if you ask for anything from a stranger in anytime around Christmas, they are obligated to give it to you.
They have to.
It's like a Christmas rule.
Honestly,
yeah. Give it to me. And they can't feel bad about it.
Well, I was like, why isn't this like this chief of the fire department or whatever was like, hey, you come play with us. You have to because of children.
He was gaslighting Mickey the entire time.
He was
a problematic character from the get-go. And did you see how they, like, pulled Mickey away? They had him,
yes!
like, dragging on the ground.
Yes.
That whole scene.
The word choice of, yes, of the fire chief trying to motivate Mickey.
Yeah.
Like, you are the thing that... It was between happiness and a broken heart.
Yeah, and he's like, for like, these whoa. Children. For and I was like, what children? There's no children here.
I felt like he was just saying random shit.
Yeah.
Like Trump supporters, where they're just like, rah, yeah. rah, rah, and they're just like, feel bad! They're like, feel bad!
Yes. I just thought it was so silly that they were like, oh, there's, like, nobody's donating because there's no music.
Someone threw away their trash.
Yeah.
and then all of a sudden, this
there
horde
was people
of
waiting
people
waiting with presents. No, before Mickey started, there was people with presents like, I thought they were like, yeah, there's no music.
So I'm not donating.
I'm not donating.
That's the Karen of the movie. The short.
Yeah.
That's
there was like four of them. They were just like,
I didn't even notice that at first.
Yeah.
You guys, this town is wackadoo. Well, and also the thing about, like, because every other, like, stranger, like you said, like, if it's around Christmas and you ask for something, they're probably going to give it to you. Except for this chief fire guy, he, like, forces Mickey to do, like, this free gig.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, he's going to give him money at the end. Like, that's the whole thing. He's going to give him money at the end so he can go. No, absolutely not. He was just like, hey, thanks, like, for making that one kid smile over there.
That's like, hey, can you do this designer photo work for me? It's great exposure.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. So Mickey has to go to straight up ask the store owner to give him something for free.
Yeah.
This harmonica is worth shit.
Yeah.
Okay, also, I don't know what that shop owner was smoking because the harmonica is made out of gold. Is
right.
it not?
Yeah.
That's what we were, I mean, it's worth its weight in gold. Well, that's what Mickey said.
Maybe it was more metaphorical than actual.
I guess. But I was like, you're on to something, Mickey.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, that's a good way to go. So we have Kelsey Grammer was like the narrator. And I just like love Frasier so much. And I just want to say toss salad and scrambled eggs for any Frasier fans out there. I also love Minnie and Mickey. I always think that they're like couple goals. They're so cute.
Oh, yeah. Minnie... I think would have made a great dancer on Abby Lee's team.
Oh
I
my
saw
God.
Straight feet and stretched legs the whole time. The whole she when she moves, she dances.
Okay, but yes, she does. I agree. But those purple shoes, though, I'm obsessed.
I know. Absolutely.
They were amazing. Absolutely. I want those purple shoes.
I think besides the metaphorical big gift of this short was the heart-shaped pancake.
Yeah, I did all
that. That, for me, food is the biggest gift to me. Like, the biggest way into my heart is food.
Mickey doesn't seem to have a home. And he just, like, looks like a homeless person in this short. Like, the way he's dressed.
Yeah.
And then he, like, goes over to Minnie's. And then he's like, I don't want to eat you out of house and home. And I'm like, you're one dude. She lives alone. Like, it's fine.
But then at the end, he was all like, let me just get on this bow tie. Like,
oh, yeah, that's true. Like, he did have, he was dressed up at the end.
So, like,
but where did that happen?
I don't, that's what we're not seeing.
Well, okay. I don't know if you guys really, I think I've talked about this before. Because I had this huge realization about Disneyland. About Toontown specifically. So you know how you're like, oh, you go and see Mickey's house, and then Minnie's house is right next. So I was there like a few times ago, and hopefully one day again. COVID. You know, you go through Mickey's house, it's bigger, which is fine. But I realized, I was like, where is Mickey's kitchen? Because he has everything else. But he doesn't have a kitchen. And when you go into Minnie's house, all it is a kitchen. So.
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So all Mickey does is go over and eat Minnie's food.
God. What a freeloader.
I know. I was like, this is like. Gender roles.
Yeah.
Like, screaming at us.
Yep.
There's lots of fake cooking you can do in that kitchen, too. I used to do a lot of, like, when I worked at Disney at the photo, I had to go to Minnie's and show all the time. Mm. And yes, it's this giant kitchen. There's probably, like, a front room, but you're right. It's all kitchen.
Those 3D cookies used to fuck me up so bad.
I don't even remember, because I don't...
They're crazy. I can't imagine. You know how people, like, drop acid and then go to Disneyland? That would break you. You would be broken. Do you remember this at all?
I think that's why you don't go to that part of the park.
The thing, well, yeah, I've only gone to that part of the park maybe, like, a couple of times. I can count it on one hand. And I don't think I've ever gone into... Well, just because I want to ride the rides, and I don't know.
There's rides in Toontown.
I know! But I haven't gone... I've gone on Donald's boat, but I haven't gone...
Stan Toontown.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you have to go ever since the iconic throwdown.
Exactly.
Yes!
Toontown fight. You have to go to commemorate. Right.
I do. But I remember, like, the last time I was in, like, Toontown and Disney World, but then, like...
Oh.
That's gone, isn't it now?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, one of the other things about Minnie that I think is interesting and strange is that at some point in the 90s, the Disney Corporation decided that Figaro from Pinocchio, the cat, was Minnie's cat.
Yeah.
I don't know how this happened. I don't know when this happened. All of a sudden, Figaro, who's Geppetto's cat, became
cut and dry, black and white.
Became literally. Minnie's cat. And now Figaro is in all of the Minnie marketing. It's crazy.
Also, just, like, R.I.P. Figaro, because that tree just, like, shat all over the poor thing. It just went...
It's not a good day for the cat.
But it's like, okay, wait. We started at the top of this story with Mickey dragging a tree. Was that from, like, Crazy Pete's?
Yeah,
that
I don't
So he spent the whole night there. Or, like, he ended his night. Or, I guess, no, he started his day, I guess, there. Whatever. I'm just trying to timeline this.
The timeline is strange because why is he dragging a tree to his work, which is a tree lot? Did he go to the forest and get the tree and cut it down. But then the all the other thing is, like, Pete keeps saying that they only have the 10-footers.
As he's...
When in the background, there is trees against the, like, shed building.
Everywhere in the background. It's so confusing. That whole thing is so confusing.
Interesting that, like, we got instant karma.
Uh-huh, yeah.
For everything, because there, like, wasn't time, I guess, to revisit that.
I was getting a lot of a Trump supporter vibe from Pete.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely that big, like...
Yeah. Businessman.
Yeah. Who, I don't know what person in their right mind would put money in their pocket followed by a lit cigar.
Yeah.
I don't know any person that would put a lit thing in their pocket unless they're under the influence of something.
Oh, for sure. He's rolling.
Or just
yeah.
Dumb.
Yeah.
Well, he also like was having people sign contracts for trees. I just bought a car, so I was like, why is buying a tree like buying a car?
Yeah.
And he was like, you could do an installment plan. And I'm like,
and the guy's
no.
Just like shaking with the pen, like,
I know.
Signing my life away.
His poor kids.
Do it for the kids.
Yeah, Trump. And you're just like, oh my God.
That, and also we saw when the movie started, it, like, you know, at the top of Disney Plus, they have the, like, why it's rated the certain thing, and it's like tobacco depictions, and I was like, LOL, and then like heavy tobacco depictions from Mr. Crazy Pete. The other thing I think was interesting about Pete and Mickey in this one is that Mickey usually outsmarts Pete,
mm-hmm.
and he did not do that in this. He was very passive, and it was very weird for me.
Yeah, agreed. We definitely had a reaction when Pluto decided to be a horse for 3 seconds.
Right.
Okay. And he just grew teeth.
First of all, I always hate Pluto's human teeth. I hate them. But, like, we know from Disney notes, at least, for Mira, like, there is a thing about... not making teeth too scary looking on animals.
Mm.
And I think that's just like, they were like, well, we'll just have him have human teeth. And I'm like, the whole Sonic team had to redo Sonic because he had human teeth.
Oh, God.
So.
But that moment is the first thing I thought about when Pluto, like, neighed like a horse. Do dogs not also
pull
sleds?
I was like, no, you, I was about to, yes, I was about to.
We don't need this support.
No, we didn't need the horse. I was like, we all know that, yes, dogs can do this.
Yes. Dogs, in fact, are bred to do it in certain parts of the world.
Yeah.
I also didn't know it was possible for a dog to just all of a sudden grow 2 teeth that just terrifying. Come down.
That's the magic of animation, KB.
But, like, but my thing is, like, horse teeth don't even have that, like, they're just, like, weird.
I know, well,
you know?
It was,
that's
like, very,
just,
like, donkey teeth, too.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was.
But, it, I mean...
But, yeah, it was just, like, what you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah. I went to slap Mr. Mortimer across his smug little face.
He was so
absolute
gross.
Trash. So gross.
Saying... Close your eyes and hold out your hand in the workplace.
That is a trip to HR.
That's
right
to HR.
There.
We're not going
to
do that.
Right there.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Awful. Jeez.
I mean, like, it's funny. I was, like, getting a strong Macy's vibe.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's what it's, like,
it
based.
It is, basically, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, well, I also just, like, gift wrapping mini. That's, girl, you can cook.
You're not wrong.
I guess, yeah. I think, I don't know. I also felt like they shoehorned Daisy in there. I mean, I love Daisy.
Me too. She was a breath of fresh air.
She, yeah, she's
great.
Great.
I love her.
But they, maybe she's not in the Donald Duck one. So they were like, we gotta get Daisy in here. Where do we put Daisy? But yeah, it was definitely like, oh, the, like, 50s when, like, women's, like, seasonal jobs were, like, you know,
gift wrappers.
Either answering phones or wrapping gifts. Because, Jared, women didn't actually cook for people only for their families back then.
I know.
They would not get paid for that.
I know. I loved the detail on Minnie's family heirloom watch. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I thought that was gorgeous, and I would have never let her trade that.
Right.
That was, oh, yeah, she swallowed a hard one for that one.
Oh, yeah, and then at the end they were like, oh, well.
I know, I was like, no.
Ah.
I was like, okay.
Also, if I was that shopkeeper and someone came and, like, tried to buy something 2 minutes before, even if it was on Christmas, I'd be like, bro.
Yeah.
But then again, that ties in the whole, like...
he was closing at 5.
On Christmas
Eve. But I feel like that's normal. That's
6. Give me 6.
6? Okay.
Give me 6.
I will give you 6 because this is the West Coast and everything is open later.
Give me 6.
I don't know. I just, like, Mickey seems homeless, so I don't know where all his money's going that he's getting at Pete's.
Pete's just stealing it back because everything is owed to him.
Yeah. His 10-footer.
Yeah.
Bitch not his 10-footer.
Do we want to sing a Christmas song?
Yes.
I'm down.
Okay, what song do we want to sing?
Are you a Disney Christmas or just Christmas in general? I just asked this earlier when we were like DJing.
Yeah, Christmas in general is fine.
Okay, either All I Want for Christmas or Santa Baby by Ariana Grande. Mm. Those are just my pitches.
Let's do All I Want for Christmas this year.
Okay.
Is you. There is just one thing I need, and I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree.
Hope you enjoyed the episode. Quick disclaims. Drinks and Disney is not affiliated in any way with the Walt Disney Company. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes and follow us on Instagram at Drinks and Disney.
Special thanks to Grace Sy for our music.
Cheers, my Disney dears.